Hi there, I'm Laura. I'm an occupational therapist and a yoga therapist. In this series, we are talking about the experience of living with high functioning anxiety. Today, we're going to be talking about how this pattern plays out over a period of time. And you might recognize yourself in different parts of this experience. It's really something that starts out where you have that outward appearance of being the very motivated high achiever, lots of effort going into the things that you do. I always think, like, when I was a kid, you would hear professional sports players like being interviewed and they were like, I gave it 110%. And I feel like a lot of people internalize that as like, I have to give 110% at work. I have to give 110% with my family. I have to give 110% to my hobbies. I have to give 110% in every direction of my life. But we know that that's not possible. The numbers don't add up, right? But a lot of us really absorbed that pattern of you have to give everything your all, right? And in the beginning, that might have gone really well. You were racking up accomplishments. You got all of this positive external feedback about how good your grades were and how great you did in the school science fair. And you were on the sports team and you were working really hard at that and your team was doing great. Like all of these different things as you're going through your life where that anxiety was actually creating this really strong drive within you. So we move that forward for a period of time, and very often the patterns can get amplified when we aren't aware of them and we sort of let them like run the show internally. They will start to get stronger. That internal pressure, that tendency toward perfectionism, it's almost like a constant hunger for the next accomplishment. So I think of that as like the treadmill of like, okay, accomplish that, that's out of the way. What's the next thing that I can do? Okay, accomplish that, get that out of the way. What's the next thing? So you're constantly going forward, and it's one of those lies that our brain tells us, like after the next accomplishment, there's this underlying feeling of like, well, then I'll be worthy, then I'll be accomplished, then I'll know what I'm doing, right? Just one more medal, one more trophy, one more, you know, certificate. That's what I need to prove that I am worthy. And you might not say those exact words in your head, but there's like an undercurrent of that feeling that is really driving your need to be successful. And one of the very common things that they see with people who have this pattern of high functioning anxiety is there's an underlying fear that if they take their foot off the gas pedal, even just for a second, if they ease up with their effort and their ambition, that things will fall apart, that they will lose control, that they will lose their success, that they will lose the respect of the people around them, that everything will just kind of fall to pieces if they don't keep moving forward. So if you take that initial experience of having lots of success and getting lots of external feedback about how great you're doing, and then you kind of fast forward that and put years and decades of that process in there, and it can start to become this wearing down. This internal pressure can start to create some cracks. We might start to feel fatigued. There might be some physical symptoms like aches and pains. We've talked about headaches. We've talked about tingling and some of the really high anxiety experiences, feelings of weakness in your body. All of these things that can happen when anxiety really starts to build over time, where you're having like a more acute anxiety experience in that moment because you've had many, many years of practicing the patterns of anxiety. They are strong, they are well-worn. In yoga, we call it a samskara. It is a deep groove, a pattern, a habit that you are very familiar with. It is the well-worn path. And for many of us, our internal patterns of worry, fear, and self-criticism are the well-worn path that just feels comfortable. We're so used to it. So when we start to play that out for a longer period of time and some of the physical symptoms start to come through, maybe you're starting to notice like, hey, I'm usually so motivated, but I'm starting to feel like a little bit more low mood for longer periods of time, almost like I'm just getting worn out. Like some of that drive is starting to feel not as strong. So there can be some mood changes. There can be, you know, physical symptoms that you're starting to notice from these years of living with anxiety. And the direction that it starts to go in is creating an experience of burnout. Because you're driving yourself so hard for so long, and there's always this external energy flow of putting out and creating and doing, without replenishing, without reconnecting to yourself and kind of like checking in with your internal compass, life can start to feel really draining. And that can bring you to that place of just feeling burnt out. Like that fire in you, that really strong like drive and passion that you enjoyed when you were younger might start to feel like it is just getting burnt out. Some of that comes from when our drive is so strong and we're so goal-oriented, we are very often neglecting our own needs. Things like, you know, skipping meals. If you're at work and you're like, well, I gotta finish this report, or I really gotta catch up on this other thing, I can eat later. Or not sleeping as much. I'm not happy to admit that there was a time in my life when my internal mantra, my mind was saying to myself, you can sleep when you're dead. Like those were the exact words that I would say to myself when I was tired and I wanted to go to bed so that I would stay up and do more work. So that kind of mentality is the fast track to burnout. So things like skipping food, sacrificing sleep so that you can get more work done, taking on extra projects that take away from your family time or your time with your friends. And it might not even just be taking that time away, but taking your energy away where you're so exhausted when you leave work or whatever it is that you do that you have nothing else to offer your friends or your family or yourself. That's the path that we are trying to be super aware of. If you recognize yourself as a person who has this pattern of high functioning anxiety, we have to be vigilant and say, hey, I know these are my patterns. I've seen them play out. I feel them internally, like that constant drive, that push to accomplish. But I know that that is something that's leading me toward fatigue and low mood and burnout, disconnection from the people who are the most important in my life. So this is kind of the timeline where sometimes people think, well, high functioning anxiety, I mean, you're a little like tightly wound, but you're so accomplished. You get so much done. You're such a high achiever. That's a great thing, isn't it? And to a point it can be. We don't want to fully extinguish our inner nature to want to create and do and achieve, but we want to just rein it in a little bit so that it is not ruining our health in the process. That's the balance, right? I don't want to turn myself into this person who's like completely flat and, you know, boring and does nothing but meditate. As much as I love yoga and meditation, I still want to spend lots of time, you know, doing things and achieving things and experiencing things. I don't want to dampen my inner fire so much that I stop doing that. But I absolutely have to rein that fire in so that it does not burn me out, right? So if you've ever taken a workshop with me where we talk about the fire element is an incredible internal source of energy and productiveness that feels amazing. But when your fire gets too strong, it is incredibly destructive. It will burn everything down. We're always trying to say balance. Like you have that inner fire that is an incredible gift. We do not want to get rid of that. We just want to create a little bit of balance, a little bit of healthy boundaries, right? So I talk a lot about campfires and how if we don't put that ring of rocks around the campfire to say, this is where the fire lives. This is where it creates heat, and we can use it for cooking, and it gives us light, and it creates safety. That's a wonderful fire. When it starts to creep out and get too strong and get too hot and go to places where it's not supposed to go, that's when it becomes destructive. That's the timeline that we are trying to avoid. We want to start to understand our relationship to our inner drive and our inner fire, and we want to understand that in the long run, if we're not using strategies to kind of rein it in and create good boundaries, it will end up creating an experience of burnout that we don't want to have to go into. If you are there already and you're like, okay, well, too late, don't worry. Yoga has so many different ways for us to go back and to relearn how to connect with ourselves, how to listen to ourselves, and how to take incredibly good care of our body and our mind and every other layer that creates the whole experience of being us. Yoga's got you covered, really. So if you are anywhere along that timeline of your internal experience of living with high functioning anxiety, and you would like more information about yoga and meditation and how these things can support you in your healing process and creating that internal support, then make sure that you go over to my website, lauragyoga.com, and look at some of the resources that we have over there. And you might want to join us over in the virtual yoga studio, where we have practices and meditations and all of these very specific sets of practices that can support you in your journey. I hope that helps you to have a little more understanding and insight into what it's like to live with high functioning anxiety and how we can still fully engage and enjoy our life. Hi there, I'm Laura. Thanks for being here. If you enjoyed this video, make sure that you are subscribed. You can also head over to lauragyoga.com to get into our virtual yoga studio. That is our community for healing and self-development through the techniques of yoga therapy. You can join us for meditation sessions, therapeutic workshops, live yoga classes. You can check out the on-demand yoga therapy library with over 400 videos and growing every day. And you can also book a private session to work with me as a yoga therapist. You might want to check out one of these videos picked out especially for you, and I will see you in the next one.